CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app. Back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. Simply too. Sorry. Think you should leave. Great show. I'm excited for this segment today because I love betting this week in football. Because everybody's on an equal playing field. You don't know what the hell to bet. I don't know what the hell to bet. But we can also look at incentives, is what you were telling me earlier. Because you said, what, Mike Evans needs 85 yards receiving?
Yeah, so this is a big week for a thousand.
He's getting that. For 11 years in a row. Yeah.
It's a big week for prop bets. I think that's the fun way to bet this weekend because there's so many games that have backups in it. And I'll be honest, any of the games, if you go through that are going to have zero playoff implications, I'm just staying away from a spread and total perspective. I'm just completely staying away. There's obviously some games, Sunday Night Football is massive, that they're going to be full go. And so I think you can
The over-under is on that right now? Is it 51.5, you think? Or
I think it's got to be higher than that because
56.
Detroit doesn't have a defense.
Jeez, that's 56. A big number.
And the Lions are 2.5-point favorites.
56. Yeah, Minnesota scores and Detroit can't stop anybody.
Yeah, they're so banged up. I guess maybe they get Anzalone, their linebacker, back. We'll see. But
he's going to have a big impact on Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chance it does help their defense a little bit, but I get what you're saying. I think for this week, either you pick the games that have massive playoff implications and you can kind of break it down. Even a team like the Chargers, they kind of have some, but it's more of a seeding thing. Like, are they going to go full go? But I think the fun way to do it is a lot of the prop bets. You mentioned Mike Evans. So here's exactly what it is. $3 million is on the line for Mike Evans and a playoff spot. If they win, they're in against the New Orleans Saints. So $3 million right now, he's got an incentive that if he gets 1,000 yards and 70 catches, $3 million, he's at 915 yards. So he needs 85 yards and 5 catches.
He's going to get that this weekend.
The thing is, 4 or 5 years ago, you could actually, like, this information is so accessible now, like contract incentives. And the fact that we are all talking about it, it's not hidden information. So there used to be a time where the books didn't maybe factor this in as much as they should. And so you could really find some good numbers.
Not anymore.
Now they're all well aware that so that over under for Mike Evans, it's not up yet, but that'll be 4.5 catches or 5.5 catches. The same, it's not going to be, Mike Evans wouldn't have 2.5 anyway, but you get my point. There,
sure.
The yardage, it'll be baked into that. 85, you're not finding a total at 60. You know what I mean? It's going to be probably 87.5.
Well, if you think he's going to break that record, which I do think he is going to break that record, because a couple weeks ago, I think I heard Baker even talk about how important that is to them to make sure that he gets, the 1,000 yards for the 11th consecutive year or whatever it is. So when the players know, it's on. And because they want to,
Baker's pissed because he just got snubbed from the Pro Bowl.
He got snubbed from the Pro Bowl, but they obviously,
he's petty, dude.
they have a lot on the line winning in, but also this is their opportunity now to stick it to the man. And who doesn't like sticking it to the man, right? So you got the opportunity to shove it where the sun doesn't shine and take $3 million away from your boss. With all the players knowing this, they're all in on it. They're going to root for each other. They're going to make sure that Mike Evans gets these incentives.
Yeah, I'll be keeping on FanDuel to see where the number is at. There's some other ones. I mentioned J.K. Dobbins, or I mentioned the Chargers. J.K. Dobbins, their running back. He's got an incentive for an extra $150,000, 900 rushing yards. He just needs 58 yards. The Chargers are playing for seeding. They're in the postseason. We know that. But that seeding could be massive if things break their way. He just came back from an injury. That'd be my only hesitation, like wondering if they're going to be protective. But we're only talking about 58 yards here. Mm-hmm. So that's another one that's a pretty low benchmark. And then one other one that stands out, this one directly, is in the Chiefs game. Cortland Sutton, very talented receiver there. He gets $500,000. If he gets to 1,065. Poor work on his agent's part, by the way. 1,065. Why does he needs?
Because they probably wanted 1,100. He said 1,000.
Maybe. But he needs 82 yards. And if they're going to win against the Chiefs on Sunday, he might need 82 yards. So that's another one. I don't know what the number is going to be set at for Cortland Sutton. It might be now 79.5, 81.5 yards. But that's one to keep in mind if you're wondering if they have, let's say they have a comfortable lead against the Chiefs somehow on Sunday with the backups and everything. Mm-hmm. Even if Cortland Sutton doesn't need to be in the game, they're probably going to get him an extra catch or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you should do in these situations. These guys will look out for themselves. And everybody on every team knows who has what at stake. and they're talking about it all week, and I'm sure the coaches are talking about it all. All right, we get you, we'll take care of business. Let's go out there and get everybody their incentives, especially if you're a team like the Chiefs where you have really nothing to play for. There's nothing on the line for them. You got guys that are close to hitting bonus. You go out there and you make sure they hit that bonus, because you know what that does? That puts them in better graces with you, too. They feel
good. We saw the Chris Jones thing last year. Right, yeah. I mean, you saw the sideline and how everybody was amped up for their guy to, what was it, $1 million last year, whatever.
Yeah. The other one that's big with the Chiefs, obviously, is the Hopkins deal and like the catches. Yeah, like, I know he's not going to get the catches.
He's not going to get the incentives there, I don't think.
See, I think he will.
Well, I think he'll get the touchdown opportunity. I don't know if he gets it, but I know that they're going to target him if they have a chance.
The big ones, though, for him are 65 catches and 750 receiving yards. I think he gets an extra 220 or 25,000 each for these.
And he's only going to be able to play 59% of the snaps.
So
there's that, too.
He needs 9 catches and 140 yards to meet the two incentives. I mean, that's not it.
Nine catches.
Nine for $140 for
the 2015 DeAndre Hopkins.
For one of them, there might be other incentives. These are just the two main ones that are out there: catching and receiving yard incentives. He's not getting a nine for $140.
No.
That's ridiculous. He would need to be targeted like 13 times or something. No way.
But why don't we have like props available? Like, they announced Wentz as a starter, but we don't have any Wentz numbers.
A lot of it is for this reason, that there's still some unknown official, like who's going to play, who's not going to play. Mm-hmm. They're also going to maneuver these lines around all these incentives, make sure they have their ducks in a row. And so I think that's a huge part of it. But the days are all messed up this week. Today's Thursday. Normally they're out right around now.
Okay.
You know, because when I do that betting show on on Wednesday nights, usually the prop bet's not available.
So Max says you're wrong, not only about weather. He says one touchdown. Says he needs 6 catches, not 9. Hopkins needs 6 receptions for a $250,000 bonus, 65 total catches.
Yeah, I mean, this is courtesy of Odds Maker, so I'm basing it off of that, but we see these. I got a list of 15 of them.
Okay.
15 of them. I don't know. Yeah. This says 65 catches, 750 yards.
This one's from is a credible source. It's ML Football.
Artist out there.
That might, out of all the aggregate ones, I don't know, him or Dove Cloud. I don't know which ones were Dove.
ML Football is the worst, because I just retweeted one today from ML Football. They're so stupid.
You retweet him, you give him love?
No, I get mad, and I'm ready to go off on Mark Schlereth again, because he's not playing with a full deck at this point in time. Mark Schlereth today, there's no team that is better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressure of the playoffs than the Lions.
What? I'm sure you guys saw, we're going to play some of the audio. I'm sure you saw some of the audio from what's the show that nobody watches on FS1
all
in the mornings. One of those shows, and they're just talking about Andy Reid retiring again. Craig Card, sorry, that's who I am. At least like have your own, like if you're going to just go out there with the most ridiculous take, at least have your own like original crappy take. Like he's stealing Mike Florio's 4-year-old take of trying to say Andy's going to retire every year.
Right.
And Craig Card saying Andy's going to retire. He said Andy's 70 years old and he's 66.
He's 66 is a long way from 70, but this comment
I'm
by Schlereth,
37, not 40.
Schlereth is on that same show with Carton, so was a dumb comment, which is dumb. But this is dumber. I mean, this is like one of the dumbest NFL comments
the team
of all
that's
time.
Gone back to back, and all this is not the most prepared for the postseason. Okay.
Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid versus Jared Goff and Dan Campbell, and a depleted defense with Detroit. Nobody is better equipped in the NFL to deal with the pressure of the playoffs than the Detroit Lions.
Mac, help me out. How come the Lions have been knocked out of the playoffs the last 2 years? Is it because of pressure and calls? Going for it? Not punting, right? Dan Campbell?
Dan Gamble.
Okay. But they're equipped to do it.
Or
you can be Terry Bradshaw.
The Chiefs, your number one team in the AFC right now?
They're not going to win 3 in a row, but...
What do you mean?
Why am I upsetting everybody?
No, you're not.
I don't want to know which one they're going to.
Terry, it's never been done. That's one of the reasons. The other reason is I just think, though, you see how quick they're getting rid of the ball now? See how quick.
That's why I say Xavier Worthy
I just think if they're going to load up against a team like Buffalo, they're going to load up against a team like Baltimore. And those are the two teams that can beat them. And I think it's going to happen. I think one of them's going to take, even though it would be in Kansas City.
I don't know.
I don't know what that meant. And I'm being serious.
Their offense has been at their best when they're getting the ball out quickly.
Isn't it when you load up, that means you like are getting ready to go out there and, you know, get ready to load up?
Yeah. Terry's lost a step.
I had a tweet earlier in the break, and I said...
get you out here tweeting on the first day back.
No. Like, it was like the other day or whatever, and I'm like... Is anybody else's head just throbbing from the nonsensical, ignorant takes that the national media has?
This whole
when it comes
season,
to
Bob.
Chiefs?
The entire season. I mean, it's there's that. It's the they don't want to see Cincinnati crap that's out there. That's my that actually might be the one I
we
can't stand the most.
Oh. Like, what do you mean? No one's saying that here. No one's saying that they don't want to see Cincinnati.
Yeah, that because I so on the weekends I do a show on a part of Odyssey's betting network or whatever, and I host a show BetQL, and I do a show with someone that hosts radio in DC, and he does afternoons in DC, and on that show and on Twitter and everything, he was saying, like, he's like, I know you guys in Kansas City, you guys don't want to see Cincinnati, and I'm like, and he thought I was just being a homer. I'm like, no, that is literally not. No, they've won 21 of 22 games, you know, in the last, you know, they've won 21 of 22. Cincinnati last beat them 2 years ago or whatever. The Chiefs won three in a row. Like, no, they're not. This is, people are basing Cincinnati off of a year or two ago. It's not the same Cincinnati team. It's ridiculous.
It's not. And right now, and I don't know if your betting trends, Alex, lead that way or not, but the way that the Chiefs have played over their last 3 weeks, they look like, why are we sitting here saying, no, the Chiefs don't want to see this team? Nobody wants to see I guess Schlereth may want to, but nobody wants to see the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, why do we continually go back to like, well, this team could beat the Chiefs? Like, the low-hanging fruit that's in the national media at this point in time is really disgraceful for the NFL. They should be pissed that they have people like this talking about the game that have no clue as to what's going on. This is a 15-1 football team that beat every playoff team in the AFC. Some twice, except for one game against the Buffalo Bills, which they'll revenge in January. They're a 15-1 team that is playing in a division, most likely with three playoff teams, where they beat everybody that's going to be in the play. Like, it's mind-boggling.
I think it's
to
people.
Me.
How people are making the same mistake of just a year ago. That's what's funny to me. Like, a lot of these conversations were happening heading in the postseason last year, and people were proven wrong, and yet they're about to make the same mistake. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, yeah, load up on those.
Speaking of being 3-0 against the spread, 10.5-point dogs on Sunday. There's no way this team's losing by more than 10.
It was up at 11 at 1.2. I'll be curious to see if it goes back up. Look, I'll be honest. As I said, I'm not going to bet on a game that involves one team having full-blown backups in. Yeah. I'm just not. But if you're asking me, yeah, I mean, even with Carson Wentz might be starting for a team next year. Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell started for the Raiders this year. So if Carson Wentz goes out there and plays well, he will get an opportunity, I believe, to start for some crappy team next year that has a young quarterback. They don't want to start, you know, the week 1 through 4 or something like that. So saying Carson Wentz can't keep it within 10.5 points, I think, is pretty disrespectful. I would lean towards Kansas City covering the 10.5. I'll be honest, not betting it though. I have no interest in betting this
game.
What
do you think, like, eyeball, and I know it's tough to do with prop bets with somebody who hasn't played all year, but like, what do you think they'll have, like, Wentz's numbers? Like, I'm sure they'll have rushing yards somewhere in there about like I could see his rushing yards being like 20.5. I know that's a lot, but like,
I'm actually more interested in what you think his passing numbers are going to be and his touchdowns are going to be, because I feel
it's
like
always
Andy,
1.5.
It's just plus money or minus money.
It's always
usually
1.5 touchdown throws. Yeah. Like, either you take it or you don't.
But I mean, the total for the game's 40. So
that's what I'm saying. They have him as a 10.5-point dog. I think Denver's just going
to
house him.
I think this is the week where Andy Reid goes out there and tries to showcase Carson Wentz. Because remember, listen to what he says and then think about what he says, right? He said that Carson Wentz could be a starter right now in this league. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I'm glad he said that. Whatever. Is he going to go out there and let him showcase his stuff so he can be a starter? Because I do believe that there's probably 10 at minimum teams that would be better off going into next season with Carson Wentz as their quarterback than with whatever crap they're rolling out there right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to run the ball, you know, 35 times or something and just have Carson Wentz handing the ball off the entire game.
That's what I'm curious about the passing yards are, because I do think Andy Reid tries to showcase
it. It's not out yet. I'd have to go back and look, like, what is Carson Wentz and, you know, what is his typical, you know, even the last couple of years average in the few games he's playing. Like, just for example, Bo Nix, to throw for more than 175 yards is minus 380. To throw for more than 200 is minus 180. So how does that compare with Carson Wentz? I'm guessing you can probably get better odds on Carson Wentz to throw over 200 yards than Bo Nix. I know it sounds weird, but like, just based on how the Broncos offense runs, I think Carson Wentz, the number could be at least 195.5 or something like that, over under.
Okay. I'd take the over on that because I do. I do. I think it's going to be a big Carson Wentz game. Andy Reid wants it to be a big Carson
It should
Wentz
also
game,
be
a,
the, both Carsons. It should have big games.
Carson and Carson. Yeah.
Carson and Steele, too.
How about there you go. There's your parlay. Two Carson touchdown, rushing touchdown for Steele and Wentz.
Don't tease
the game.
Me.
I like
Don't
that one. Me. What are you doing today for the 3 o'clock game? Notre Dame taking on Georgia. How are we approaching this one from a gambling
standpoint?
We didn't
know there was going to be a terror attack. Yeah.
No, of course. Extenuating circumstances and awful stuff there
I
in New
Orleans.
I
just stay away from it because of the situation.
Live bet. Is a nice spot.
Must be nice.
Right now, that's right. This year in Missouri, at some point this year, you'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
Probably July or August.
Good
or so.
Hell.
Yeah, it's not going to be March. Yeah, I think it's going
to
be the summertime. Is what it looks like. But Georgia's a 1.5-point underdog. The question with this one is just the crowd and the atmosphere. You know,
and the backup.
What's the energy level there after yesterday's terrible events, and then also the Notre Dame fans, do they have to fly back? Like, were people, people take off work, but did they extend their trip or are they going home? Like, what's the atmosphere going to be like in the entire picture of national championship? I had Notre Dame going to the national title game, so I obviously like Notre Dame.
Well, you took a future on it?
Yeah, there's a future bet, and I did one of those big bracket pools or whatever. So I had Yeah, don't say nice because it was Notre Dame and Oregon. So,
oh, shoot. Well,
don't say nice. It was Notre Dame, Oregon in the national title game.
At
so.
Least you knew that was out in 2 minutes.
That's what you did for going against my Buckeyes.
I mean, Buckeyes right now, if you take a look at the national title,
best team in college football
plus
right
110,
now.
Ohio plus 110. State. I mean, the way they're playing, they're unstoppable
What's
currently.
Texas? Right?
Plus 380. They have the second best odds.
The Buckeyes are plus 110. And
to win the title.
And the next is plus 380.
Everybody
and
just saw what the Buckeyes did.
And
these
and
two
that
college,
matchup is next week?
Next week in Dallas.
Yeah. That's the only thing. Like,
home field
in
advantage.
Arlington, Texas. That's
and, I don't buy
and
into that.
And Bevo can be there.
You don't think that's going to be a majority Texas crowd?
I don't. I think 100%. I think Ohio State is a much, much bigger fan base than people give it credit for.
Texas is
and,
huge.
And they are going to. I understand that, and it's down. But Texas to me,
60-40 Texas.
Let me explain this 70-30. The best I can. Texas is wearing loafers with no socks and khakis, wine and cheese, sweater tied over their shoulders. Ohio State fans, man, that's a Chiefs fan. They're going to get after it, okay? Texas fans are there for a suite. They're there for Dom Perignon. They're there for the sweaty meat carver. They're there to tell people they were at the game. That's a Texas fan.
Texas 5.5-point underdogs, by the way, for that one right now.
I'm taking it.
Ohio State's going to roll that Texas ass.
That is definitely the majority sentiment, which is why part of me wants to bet Texas plus 5.5 because I think everybody. I mean, how can you not? You watched Ohio State and they just look so dominant. How can you not feel that they're going to go roll Texas? But that's where sometimes you get in trouble.
And look, and
too much rust on Oregon.
And maybe this flip side is Texas had their scare and the script writers worked for them yesterday with that non-targeting call that should have been called.
It should have been
absolutely. Yeah. Texas loses that football game. You take a big brand away from the college football playoff. People don't want that. They want the big brand around. I get it. But maybe Texas survived their scare. You know, when teams win national championships or Super Bowls, they always have that scare that they survived. Maybe that was the script writers writing the perfect
script
for Texas.
How about Will Howard from Kansas State? He might be in a national title game here pretty soon.
On the damn stage. Yeah. They made him sit in the crowd.
They were blocking him out. So I saw the video, and that was great.
Bob also thinks there's magnets in the goalposts, so when it's a close game, the ball goes that way or that way.
I do not think that. But I do, and I did propose
There's somebody out there that does. Don't worry.
No, there are.
I'm sure.
But I was telling my friend Paul this weekend, I was like, if we're really going to do home field advantage in the NFL, let the home team decide where they put the goalposts on the back line of the end zone. So if like your kicker hooks to the left, move the goal... And the other team has to deal with it.
Retractable goalposts.
Hey, if we're going to have different dimensions in baseball, you have to set them up before the game.
Okay.
Like, so if you want to be off to the left or off to the right in the corner or whatever the case may be, that's your home field advantage in the NFL.
I did think, now Texas ended up winning real quick. Sarkisian having the 30-second pep talk with his kicker before
and
Auburn.
Then missed it.
And then missing it was fantastic.
Honestly, why would you do that?
Just let him go.
Let him have his normal routine.
He just missed one.
What are you going
like? Doing it for the cameras, guys. Guys,
you know what else he's doing with the camera? Wearing those damn pants.
Yeah.
Those things are tight. And you know I wear tight pants.
You do.
But those are tight.
He is squeezed into those. Shoes.
I mean, there was a
How uncomfortable for a full football game walking
really
around.
Really comfortable because, I mean, they were gray and revealing.
Yeah, they were very tight.
Last over-under bet. How much snow are we going to get over the weekend? Over-under 7.5 inches.
Under.
Not talking about Steve.
In the snow.
Under.
Under 7.5 inches
of snow. Wow, I hope you're right.
Yeah. I do too, because I'm at the point in my life where I'm no longer in school, so I hate snow.
Snow sucks.
Yeah, I like a nice little.
So there's the only reason why
snow
I'm somewhat
from Friday
excited.
Night to Sunday morning is fine.
not Monday. I'm sure people with kids are hoping that it's not going to be over 7.5 inches. Otherwise, they're going to have what? Monday, all the kids have been off, and then they're going to be off of school again.
Monday, I remember there was one time we had the snow day the Monday after Christmas break. I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
So you're going under 7.5 inches.
I will. There's part of me that's excited if it goes over because I'm at the point now where I end up going over my parents to shovel their driveway and stuff. They're getting older. And it's like, so I end up doing this for the last couple of years. If I'm going to do this, you guys need to get a snowblower. So I talked
my
to getting one.
My friend gave me her snowblower this weekend. I'm like, ah, we're never going to need this.
It was still in the box. We got it at the end of last like winter. And so it's still in the box. Finally, I went over there and charged it for them. And so now I'm kind of excited to use it this weekend.
I actually am too, because this snowblower that my friend Emily gave us, like this hybrid snowblower, it says. You could either plug it in or battery power.
This one's battery powered, yeah.
This thing has never been used. All right. I'm like, we'll never use this. I'll just stick it in the garage.
Coming up on Sunday, 9.5 inches of snow.
Yeah, right.
Never mind.
I will take the blame for this one.
What do you guys coming up today on your show?
Yeah, so obviously we're obviously back and at it, the full show.
Your band's back together too.
Yeah, we're back. We'll talk about just what we kind of hope happens this weekend, but also Vinny Pasquantino is going to join us. We'll find out about his New Year's Eve a little bit. There's some funny stuff related to that. Plus, we'll talk about why Cody actually thinks this is a better path for the Chiefs this year throughout the entire postseason, not just because they're at home, right? So that's coming up a little bit later on.
And you guys both don't want to play Cincinnati.
No, that's the most ridiculous. Oh, you know Drew and I are going to get after it today.
I'll trust me. On my way home, I can't wait.
That'll be 11-10, 11-15 today.
Changes, I know when you're there.
Nothing has driven me more crazy than this Cincinnati crap this whole year.
And he's really got that hair going.
You're rooting for Denver this weekend, aren't you, to keep them out?
No, my favorite scenario is the Chiefs win and the Dolphins win and Cincinnati win, so that then the Dolphins get in, Cincinnati gets to 9 wins, hurt their draft stock, and they still are disappointed waiting around on Sunday. I want them to be miserable. That's what I want, Bob.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't root for a fan base less than Cincinnati.